for Sunday, April 21st, 2024. This is Food in 5 Minutes, the part of the Ken on Food podcast that brings you 5 food stories from Ireland and beyond, taken from the past week, served up in 5 minutes or less. This is episode 16, and out of nowhere, it's Sunday all over again. I hope the podcast finds you in good form, that I find you in good form, wherever in the world you are right now. It's been a hell of a week. It's been quick. It's been rain-filled, sun-soaked, at least for yesterday. There was some good bites too. The Pink Box in Kilkenny, I talk a lot about Kilkenny, has opened up as an artisan bakery. Gorgeous strawberry and white chocolate croissants this week. I managed to get a breakfast out as well. Bacon and waffles and Statums get the thumbs up for me this week. And loads more besides. I'm sure I'll have notes on the blog at some stage. It's kenonfood.com. You can also pick up on the newsletter that comes out at the same time as the podcast every week. It's called The Week in Food, available from kenonfood.substack.com. Got 5 more stories for you this week, so let's get stuck in. I'm going to start today with the finalists of the Dublin leg of the Irish Restaurant Awards for this year. We've already had the 4 provincial rounds take place with all the winners on their respective nights through to the All-Ireland event on the 20th of May. There, they're going to be joined by those on the Dublin shortlist who made the cut announced earlier this week. Looking at the Local Food Hero Award, for example, Instagram sensation / broadcaster / one-time curator of the Kilkenny Arts Festival, Jerry Godley, as Bread Man Walking is in the running, joined by the likes of Aisling Rodgers from the Fumbly, Ollie Nolan, Jenny McNally of the McNally Family Farm, and more. The Fumbly also makes an appearance for Best Cafe in Dublin, along with 3FE 5 Points, Dolce Sicily, and Pickles in Kimmage, and more besides as well. As for the Best Restaurant, this one is going to be the big shootout. The 10 in the running there are Chapter 1, China Szechuan, Dax, Delir Street, Glover's Alley, Leah, Library Street, RPG's, Unimas, and Variety Jones. Stiff competition, I kid you not. You'll find out all the nominees at the Irish Restaurant Awards.com. And you get the winners announced as part of the All-Ireland event on the 20th of May. Next up comes out of the RTE filings this week with business editor Will Goodbody taking a walk through the latest report from the Restaurant Association of Ireland that had been completed by economist Jim Power, that goes on to claim that the Irish economy could lose up to €288 million annually as a result of the closure of more than 200 restaurants, cafes and food-led businesses so far this year. On the finance front, the report estimates that every time a food-led business closes its doors, it could see the state losing out in up to €1.36 million in value each year and an average of 22 people out of work per closure. As of last week, it looks like a total of 212 restaurants, cafes and other food-led businesses have shut their doors in 2024 alone, and we are not yet finished April. You'll find the links for the reports and the stories online now at kenonfood.com. Now, with all the terrible weather we've had of late, rain-wise at least, concerns are spreading in the UK over food shortages and price rises thanks to extreme weather linked to climate breakdown causing low yields on farms locally and abroad. And we're not too far from it ourselves. Rain, crop-wise, farming-wise, the weather has been dominating headlines here for weeks. Per one report in The Guardian this past Tuesday, persistent wet weather has also meant a high mortality rate for lambs in the UK hills. While some dairy cows have been unable to be turned out onto grass, meaning they're going to produce less milk. And while this may make the UK more reliant on imports in the short term, similar conditions across Europe, along with a drought in Morocco, could also mean less food to import across the board. In Morocco's case, the country's second largest reservoir has dried up, making irrigation difficult. France is experiencing its poorest start to the wheat growing season since 2020, amid cold weather and rain and everything else that's been going on. If you'd like to read more about it and find out what's going on, you'll find the link in the show notes, the description for the podcast, and online now at kenonfood.com. 2 more for you this week, both out of Irish supermarkets. First, and in what's sure to be welcome news to parents across the nation, Aldi have announced the launch of Ireland's only private label baby formula. It goes out under their Mamiya brand called Mamiya First Infant Milk. Suitable for both combination with breastfeeding and bottle fed only babies. Going to be available in Aldi's 161 stores across the country from tomorrow, which is the 22nd of April, Monday. It's been manufactured exclusively for Aldi Ireland. It makes it the only private label infant formula available to shoppers in the country. Comes off the back of new research that shows that 2/3 of Irish parents with children aged 4 and under find it financially challenging to cover the cost of all baby products they purchase, the figure rising to 72% among parents in particular buying infant formula. And parents who purchase infant formula are more likely to cut their spend on groceries in order to afford baby products. The report also found that on average, parents of young children are spending over 120 quid a week on groceries. It's €121.82 specifically, with 70% of that spent on baby products, including, you know, wipes and nappy sacks and baby toiletries and other things like that. I've got the links to the survey and the details and all you need to know on the blog now. And the other one, and where we'll leave it for this week, comes out of Super Value, where in conjunction with GIY, Grow It Yourself in Waterford, they've published new research that shows that one third of families are growing food at home, more than 8 in 10 confirming that they would like to do so, and 80% of Irish children consuming fruit and vegetables every day, with almost two thirds of children achieving the recommended daily allowance. It goes on to say that of the families who stated that they do grow food at home, 88% are growing in their gardens, 4% doing it on a balcony, suggesting the majority of people who grow their own food have outdoor space access at the very least. And then at school, just over half of school-going children have grown food in a classroom, 88% of parents admitting they would like to see their children grow food in school, 94% of parents believing children learning to grow food is a life skill and that all children should learn. Absolutely right. I've got details for that survey report and more online now at kenonfood.com, but that is where I will leave you for this week. If you've got a story of your own you'd like to share, you can email me at any stage. It's ken@kenonfood.com. You'll find the show notes at kenonfood.com, and we can catch up on socials at any stage. Pop by wherever you are, say hi. Until next Sunday when we do this all over again, take care. Have a good week.